Next patient is Margaret Torres. Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, Torres, T-O-R-E-S, date of birth, T as in Thomas, T-O-R-E-S. I'm sorry, not Torres. Please change that. Next patient is Margaret Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Margaret Jones, J-O-N-E-S. J as in John, J-O-N-E-S, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, Margaret Jones. Date of birth is 2-27-53. Date of visit is 4-4-25. Please make copy for Dorothy Karin. Karin is C-A-R-I-N. C-A-R-I-N. Dorothy Karin. Copy for her, please. M-D. Dorothy Karin. C-A-R-I-N. M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Dorothy, thank you for sending Margaret Jones for primary elevation. Pulmonary evaluation. Next, as present illness. This is a 71-year-old lady who has had a past history of wheezing and asthmatic symptoms since November of 24. Had an episode of acute bronchitis and continued to have chest congestion. The patient apparently has multiple allergies, and she has had wheezing and chest tightness, for which she has used a cough syrup. The patient states she has been exposed to mold and dust since she lived in old homes. Up in Maine, and homes may have mold in them, to which she is exposed, and she does have some symptoms of persistent cough. She denied any sinus pain, denied fever, chills, or night sweats. And she has had no recent weight loss. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history. Significant for hypertension, history of pneumonia that was treated a few years ago. She has mixed hyperlipidemia and hypothyroidism and has pre-diabetes. Next paragraph, and let's see, surgery includes tonsillectomy and a cholecystectomy. The patient has hypertension. Next paragraph, allergies no drug allergies. Next, habits, the patient does not smoke, drinks wine moderately. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of lung cancer and COPD, father's illness unknown. Next, system review. The patient denies fatigue, fever, or weight loss. No cataracts, glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. No urinary frequency, burning, or flank pains. No hay fever, but asthma and allergy to mold. She has wheezing, chest tightness, cough, No abdominal pains, no rectal bleeding or diarrhea. No jaw pain, chest pains, palpitations. No depression, no anxiety, no easy bruising. No joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, memory loss. Next, medalist, amlodipine, 5 mg daily. Lisinopril, 5 mg daily. Thyroid, 60 mg daily. And Crestor, 20 mg daily. Oxybutynin, 15 mg daily. Next, physical exam, this averagely built elderly. I'm sorry, this is a moderately obese elderly white female. Alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no clubbing, cyanosis, and there's mild peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure, 126/70. Pulse is 98, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2. Weight is 248. HEND announced phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation, nasal mucus edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements for decreased excursions. Diminished breath sounds at the bases with wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart sounds of regular, as soon as to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gonomegaly. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits, cranial nose, grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next, paragraph impression number one is chronic cough is reactive airways disease. And number two is hypertension. Number three is mixed hyperlipidemia. And number four is allergic rhinitis. And number four is hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a CBCIG level, total eosinophil count. Also, get a CT chest. And she will also be sent for a polysomnographic study since she does have a history of snoring and possible apnea. Follow-up visit here approximately 2 months. Thank you.